Do you know what Mr. Smith does? Matt asked the blank-faced man at the door. The sunglasses angled slightly towards Matt.
I really couldn't say.
He doesn't know either, Matt told Aunt Jane. She smiled sympathetically. He said he couldn't say, not that he doesn't know. Come and find me if you get bored. I'm sure there's lots you can do to help me out. She didn't want him spending time with Robin, Matt thought. But he kept his expression as blank as the men in sunglasses. Will do. See you then. He found Robin was already in the library, sitting exactly where he had left her the previous evening. The book, giving the account of the Siege of Malta, was still open on the table, but now it was surrounded by other books and documents. There was a small laptop open in the middle of it all, looking rather out of place. Matt could see that it was displaying images of some of his father's handwritten notes. Robin glanced up as Matt approached. She looked pale and tired. You been here all night? Matt asked. He meant it as a joke. But Robin nodded, and looking at her, Matt could believe she had not actually slept at all. Maybe not even left the room. We've made good progress, she said. He sat down next to her and surveyed the mass of papers and volumes. Tell me about it. We're narrowing the options, she said. Dad was here too until Smith arrived just now. She shifted a couple of books, moved a pile of papers. It's odd. Weird. What is? Your dad's work. I mean, it seems like it's all there, but he jumps to conclusions in a way that really isn't like him at all. You'd know, would you? Another joke that she answered seriously. So my dad tells me. But anyway, he follows leads that don't seem to be the best option, really. Yet time and again, he turns out to be right. Luck? A lot of it. He also discards what seems like the best leads. Again, without any apparent explanation. Just gives up on them or glosses over obvious clues. There's a mention of Seville being in Brittany in 1567, for example. Though he must have been quite old by then, but he just ignores it. Doesn't even mention it in his notes. But he must have known because he's catalogued the diary of the Duke de Malpores that includes the account. So what are you telling me? Matt asked. What are you saying? She shrugged. I don't know. Maybe we don't have all his notes. Or maybe he didn't write everything down.